This is Pastor John. Thank you for joining me for today's Saturday webcast. I'm not only grateful that you could join me for the webcast, but to participate. Dr. John A. Howard, who was president of the Rockford College, said, "I invite you to take a little card and put it on your mirror or display it in some prominent place where it can serve as a daily reminder." Then he says, "I suggest that you inscribe on that card this phrase, 'Truth is outraged by silence.'" Think about it. Think about what Dr. Howard was saying. Truth is outraged by silence. I cannot help but to feel good about what's taken place in our nation's capital within the past couple of days with Glenn Beck and those thousands and thousands of a small example of true American citizenry that believed in that truth is outraged by silence, because many times we have been silent too long. I have another quote that I'd like to share with you on this Saturday morning webcast, and I think you'd like this. Someone emailed it to me today, and I'm so happy to have received it. And I just want to share the whole thing with you as we listen to that glorious music in the background. I wish that I was the conductor conducting this great orchestra, because truth is what stimulates me to speak. The following message is from a New Zealander, Andrew Storm, as a wake-up call for all believers who assume that all is still well in the United States of America. Well, it is not. And if this is how the United States is now treating prospective overseas Christian speakers who want to enter the United States to speak at multiple meetings, will the next move be to prevent us Christians from leaving the United States under any pretext? Now, this is a very interesting question, one that we must look at. And then this person refers to the situation in the United States as getting more and more like the conditions of Nazi Germany in the late 1930s. Now, I find this interesting because as I am embarking on teaching logic in this fall semester in the college, I am wrestling between showing some of the same films that I show in Introduction to Philosophy and Ethics on Nazi Germany and its influx into the American mindset. But listen to this. They came first for the communists. And I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. And then they came for the trade unionist. And I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews. And I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me. And by that time, no one was left to speak up. That was a famous statement that was attributed to Pastor Martin Niemöller. Born in 1892, died in 1984, the year of the Olympics here in Los Angeles, California. I remember because I worked the Olympics through the city of LA. But that statement was about the inactivity of German intellectuals following the Nazi rise to power and the purging of their chosen target groups after group after group. Then this person ends up the letter, says, "Dark clouds are rolling in over the land of the free." But you know what? We won't speak up. We've become deadened. This great article by Andrew Storm, "Entry Denied, All Meetings Canceled." It came out in the 25th of August of this year, and I'm not going to read it on this webcast, but I will read it on a future one. I'll give you the website that you can go to it a little bit later when I do a webcast coming up. But let me share this with you. The worst sin towards our fellow creatures is not to hate them, but to be indifferent to them. That's George Bernard Shaw writing on our inability to speak up about the things that are important. Dag Hammarskjöld, you remember that name, the United Nations guy years ago. It is when we all play safe that we create a world of utmost insincerity. That is where America is today. You're listening to your president, Mr. Obama. He can do no wrong. You want to put him back in and keep putting in people like that? You're destroying your infrastructure. You are destroying what this country was all about. I know some of you don't think on that intellectual level, but you must. In Kensett, Arkansas, it said, not its name, when a Missouri Pacific agent seeking advice about railroad station site was told, you can set it here or you can set it there. See, Kensett, Arkansas, and that's what we've done with it. We've taken words, twisted it, and have apostated it in this entire nation. We call wrong right. We call bad good. Everything has been turned inside out, and we don't seem to know what to do with it. Something is wrong because we have remained perpetually silent. In Westmill, near Antwerp, there is a convent of Trappist monks who live under the vow of perpetual silence. They dress in rough sackcloth. Their heads are shaven, their beards unkept. They sleep on hard boards and eat bread, sour milk, and vegetables. Every day, the monks go in the garden to look into an open grave which awaits the first monk to die. That's what America looks like right now. Losing our minds. One of the latest YouTube clips and things that I've looked at was a picture of a black man's genital area, forever scarred because his woman poured a boiling pot of hot grease on him as he sat on the couch sleep, accusing him of being unfaithful in their relationship. Cruel, animalistic treatment. Should have known what you had when you had it, but no, you stayed with it and it did what it had to do because there is no God. There is no, you can't tell a human being what to do these days. There is no right, there is no wrong. Everything is purpose driven, motive driven. We've lost our minds. That's just my take on America right here. And this here Saturday, the 28th of August, 2010.